I know it won, but I saw they ain't gonna give it out for a tie. It's on two, bro.
What is it?
Has to do with A9, things like that, but I won't tell it to you.
Why?
Because I'm not gonna put it on tape, that's why.
You're already officially sold.
Well, damn, from this sauce, I'm not gonna give it. Anyway, what if it's not that sold? And besides which, I forgot half of it anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Let's don't discuss it. Let's discuss something more exciting.
A golden shower.
A golden shower.
What is that?
I guess that's getting TT the bone. Being the recipient of urinal fresh from the.
Some people actually derive satisfaction from that.
Maybe pissed off. Maybe all I wanted to wear a raincoat.
Is there any other kind of kinky things like that?
That would be rather kinky though. Wearing a raincoat while you're getting tinkled on. Don't want to get wet. Oh boy, I don't know. What other kinky things are there? You don't think of me as a kinky person. I'm nice and sweet, actually. I like the stool. You know the spool we got now? There's a spool up at the damn place. I swear, that damn thing must be, Marvin, I swear, it's got to be as tall as that damn door there. I have never seen a spool that big before. And it is as big around as from me to you, even rounder than that. You could sit on the damn, lie down on it comfortably. And it's got a nice, you know, I was just thinking of it, and I know it sounds stupid as hell, but I said, what if you're going to school and you need a place to live? You can take that damn spool, cut a door into it, cut windows into it. I know it sounds ridiculous, Marvin, but this damn thing is huge. I mean, it has to be as big around as that door is. If that door was, say, the width of that door is the radius of it, that is how big that damn thing is. It's humongous. I have never seen a spool that big. I walked around that damn thing. It's like being on a miniature damn. You would imagine a dwarf to live in there or something like that. But a person could actually live inside this damn thing. Put a little stove in it. Yeah?
I'm asking something before we get it back, just before I forget it. Have you ever heard people around here talk about a black person, maybe one who lived up the coast into the trees?
A blue gum nigger.
Yeah.
Blue gum nigger. Supposedly. This is a black person who battles his teeth. Now, not just the precautions. This is a pretty prevalent folklore in the whole.
Mention what that is,
a precaution. The precautions around here are a region which is worn by warm springs, I believe. Hot springs all year round. Consequently, the temperature doesn't get much below 30 or 40 degrees in the ground. Now, above the ground, it can get up to freezing and well on down, but the ground itself doesn't get below freezing, which means that the leaves on the trees stay green most of the year around. It's just a continuous springtime there, or, you know, just an autumn almost like the whole year. It's also the only, I think it's the only location in the world besides the Harz Mountain in Germany's. In Germany, where a black walnut is found, a certain type of black walnut is found, or something like this. National Geographic did an article on this back a couple of dozen years ago, about a dozen or two dozen years ago. But anyway, the blue gum nigger, as we call him, I mean, it ain't no negro, too, it's a blue gum nigger. That's as far as if you meet one, you're going to get out of there.
They really smoke that blue gum?
Yeah, they're supposed to have foul down teeth, and they're supposed to eat people. They're cannibals, to be more exact. And I don't believe it, but I just damn sure ain't gonna be walking out of the swamps at no damn 7 o'clock with a shotgun and a flashlight in my hand. I'd just be damned if I want to walk around in a tree and find a whole swarm of them there waiting for dinner to show up, and I'm the guest. I mean, I just would not be too cool. But I heard that they killed one down in Bruton, down around the Florida-Alabama border a couple of years ago.
Are they, you know, savages or?